Father, we thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for the strength of your spirit. Thank you for the intensity of passion in the spirit world. Intensity of your spirit. Let this place be the hot spot of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Let heaven, earth itself, right in this place. Let heaven invade. Let there be a violent rushing wind. The voice of God breaking out in this place. A noise like a violent rushing wind. Let the day of Pentecost have fully come. We pray this day for 2013. The message of the Lord for this year will become a reality. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let there be such a power of your spirit that begin to energize each man, each woman right now. And begin to lay hold of us that our lives will never be the same again. A new dimension of your spirit. You spoke to us that 2010 is the end of the decade of destiny, and now is the beginning of the decade of acceleration. You say there's a quickening spirit that's going to come. There's going to be an anointing to mature, an anointing to take us up to the next level. Holy Spirit, come arrest us, that as we hear the sound of your voice, that from the nations of the world a new generation will rise. A new company of people will get ready for what is about to happen. Let them not be afraid. Let there be no hesitation. Let there be no holding back. Let there be no holds barred. Let them rise to the maximum capacity, to the fullest potential, run like wildfire. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you. A new generation is rising. A new strength is rising. A new company of people are rising. Oh, we thank you for the breaking of a new dawn. Breaking of a new day. We welcome the year 2013. We say it is time to cross over. It's time to take over. It's time to pursue. It's time to recover all. And take over every work of the enemy. And every plot of ground that you have given to us will become a fruitful ground. We thank you, Lord. At last the Lord has given us peace in the land. At last the Lord has given us fruitfulness in the land. At last the Lord has given us space so that we can become fruitful in the land. We thank you. We honor you today. We put our hands and we welcome the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you, if you have your Bibles, come quickly to the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. The book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. 2013 is a year to cross over, to take over. God is going to give you and I power to exercise dominion in every domain. In verse 18, now when the Lord saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to depart to the other side of the sea. For the Lord will say to us in this hour, the church must embrace and enter into a new season. It's going to be a season, a fresh season of expanded mandate from heaven, because God would not allow you to just remain comfortable in your comfort zone, but He's breaking down the fence. He's causing you to understand that there are bigger dimensions to all that He has called you. In the days past, you have said to yourself, this is all that God has called me to do. I will settle in what God has given. And I've become successful in what God has given to me. But God is saying, I'm going to extend your territory. I'm going to extend your boundary. I'm going to cause you to begin to enter into an area that you have never entered before. I'm going to break down the fence that is holding you back. I'm going to cause you to understand that there are more that pertains to the eye. You will not just stay in one place and say to yourself, this is all that I can do. But God is going to enlarge your capacity. It's a crossover to see the other side. Because there is a season and a time that you said, well, this is enough. But now in your heart, there is a stirring in your spirit. That is a strength rising inside your heart. And you're saying, I know there is more. I know there is more than I can see the future opening up in this hour. God is saying to you, there are many of you that will walk out of your own terrain into other dimensions, and you receive another measure of grace. You receive another measure of anointing. And you'll find there's something fresh that's coming upon your life. Get ready, there's a fresh mandate, there's a fresh commissioning for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to embrace and enter. What you thought was not possible is now going to become possible. What you thought you cannot enter in, you are going to enter. For many years and many times past, you looked at the situation and said, it cannot be done, I cannot do it, I don't have the grace, I don't have the anointing. I don't have what it takes. But the Lord will say unto you, now you will begin to lift up your eyes and see. Because He wants you to cross over to the other side. He wants you to enter in and take over. He wants to give new territory, new terrain, so that you're not afraid of what is about to happen. But this is what will happen in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's going to cause you to embrace new territory. He's going to cause you to embrace new grace. So the new grace is going to cause you to enter the race with speed. It's going to give you supernatural grace for you to break open into things that you have never touched before. Every limitation will be broken. Every limits of the past will be removed. Everything that's holding you back until now will be broken. The shackles that are keeping you down will no longer hold you back. Because the Lord is saying to you, this is a season for you to enter and see a redefining of your mandate. A redefining of your mandate, because God is adding to your commissioning. He's adding to your task. He's adding to your assignment. He's adding to the things that He wants you to do. For you said in your heart, Lord, I'm not sure if I can do so much. Then suddenly you begin to rise in this year, in 2013, and find yourself doing more and more and more and more. Every time you do more and more, you become more and more competent. You're going to become stronger and stronger. What you thought is impossible will become possible. More land, more territory, more place, more space, more people, more ministry, more grace, more prayer. More and more and more and more and more. Because the Lord will not allow you to settle for Zion's sake. You will not stay in one place. For Zion's sake, you will begin to rise and pray. You will begin to rise and intercede. Because I'm teaching you to embrace more. There is more things that pertain to the call. There are more dimensions to what I have planned for you. Therefore, do not linger back and hesitate, because the things that I have planned for you are far beyond what your eye can see. Just like Abraham, rise up in faith and begin to follow me, because the land I'm going to show you is greater than what you have seen in the past. The land, the things that I'm going to show you is greater than what you have seen in the past. You're going to touch things that you have never touched before. For this is what the Lord will do. He said to you in this hour, get over to the other side. Cross over to the other side. But this is an important hour, because many times you become stuck with all the ministry that you do. You look at all the things that are taking place and you're happy. There is a crowd. People are being healed. People are being delivered. People are in your church. And your church is successful and your blessings are all there. But God is saying, lift up your eyes. Get to the other side. Don't become distracted by success. For I have greater things than success for you. I have greater things than blessings for you. I have greater things than crowds for you. Come, hearken to the sound of my voice. Because I want you to cross over to the other side. Because as you will allow my spirit to take you to the other side, you realize there is far bigger things that pertain to your life and godliness. Therefore, do not be afraid anymore. It's time to get on to the other side. It's time to see what is on the other side. Because many times you become stuck with the success that is around about your life. Because people are continually reminding you of your success. And your mind has become saturated with the success and the blessings that God has given. But the Lord is saying unto you, lift your eyes and see beyond your success, because that's not where I want you to settle. I don't want you to settle in your blessing. I don't want you to settle in your popularity. I don't want you to settle in all the good that I've given to you. Let the good that I've done for you be one of gratitude in your heart. But see that it's a foundation for something far bigger. It is a foundation for something far bigger. What you have not seen all of you yet. You have not seen of all the things that I have planned for you yet. You have not seen of all the things that I've established for you yet. But this is going to be the stepping stone. This year the Lord will say unto you in 2013 is a year to cross over to the other side. Because I'm going to tell you and show you things that you're going to enter in. And you're going to possess them. And you're going to see that this year is not the end. But it's a continuation of what I've begun. 2013 is a year for you to cross over to take over. Are you ready to cross over? Are you ready to take over? Are you ready to pursue your enemies? Are you ready to overtake your enemies? Are you ready to recover all? Because this is what God's going to do. He don't want you to stay back at all your success. Many times we see our church well, our people blessed, and we're quite happy and we settle down. But God said, when He saw the crowd, He said to the disciples, let's get to the other side. And that's what's going to happen to us in 2013. It's going to be an expanded understanding of our own commissioning. Expanded understanding of our own mandate. Expanded understanding of our job profile. So that we realize that God includes another portion. Because you have been faithful in the little that God has given to you. Now He said, I'm going to add much. You've been faithful in what you have been doing. God said, I'm going to show you another domain. another domain, another domain, another domain, so that you have more and more expander. Because you have been cultivating the territory well, and many of you are going to be promoted because of your faithfulness. He's going to promote you because you've been faithful to do what God called you to do. God said, I'm going to extend another measure. I'm going to break up the old fence, and I'm going to extend the fence for you. I'm going to break up the old territory and bring you into something far bigger and far stronger, so that you can enter straight into the things that He has planned. Hallelujah. Come and put your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him tonight. Thank Him tonight. Crossover. 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 Take over. Exercise dominion in every domain. As far as your eyes can see. As far as you can walk. The Lord is going to give it to you. Let your eyes become open. Let your ears become open. Every place where the sole of your feet will tread on, the Lord will give it to you. There will be no more hesitation, no more walls, no more boundaries, no more limitation, no more things to keep you down. Because as far as your eyes can see, God will give it to you. There's an expanded terrain, expanded territory, because God is opening up the pathway for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. The Bible tells us, then a scribe came to Jesus and said to Him, Teacher, I will follow You wherever You go. Jesus said to him in verse 20, the foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. Another of the disciples said to Him, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, follow me and I'll allow the dead to bury their own. I want to prophesy to you, this year 2013 is going to be a very unusual year, because you're going to see before your very own eyes a finishing generation that rise in your church. Yes. A new revived generation. The people, the disciples that will not be wishy-washy, disciples that will not be flaky, a company of people that have power to finish. God is promising you today, your people will be righteous, your people will have a new measure of quality. Not just quantity, a new company of people will rise in the midst of you. There's going to be quality, competent membership that's going to rise. A finishing generation, a company of disciples and sons and daughters that will rise. They will be different from what this scripture is saying. I sense in the spirit world that your people have been waiting for something to happen. And the Holy Spirit is going to put His hands and form your church and form your members and touch your members. And there's going to be a new thing that's going to happen in their heart. God is going to give them a new heart. He's going to give them a new passion. He's going to give them a new desire. Something is going to happen. Even right now, I can sense in the spirit world, in 2013, there's going to be an atmosphere that will hit your church and cause the people to suddenly sit up. There's going to be a new rising of the people of God in your house. No longer will they begin to rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall, and begin to have all kinds of misunderstanding, fears and confusion. There's a synergizing of a generation that will begin to come. This generation will come together with new strength. This generation will come together with new understanding. This generation will suddenly click together. This generation will suddenly connect together. This generation will suddenly become committed to one another. This generation will become covenanted one with the other. And there's going to be a power of God that's going to cause the synergy of the power of one to become a reality. I see in the spirit of the world that your church will not be disintegrating. Your church will not be segregating. Your church will not be, you know, in many ways beginning to split and fragment. It's going to come together. I see the hand of God touching your church and beginning to form. I see the hand of God holding your people together and beginning to build them together, bring them together. He's going to put brick upon brick. He's going to put wall against wall. He's going to put pillar in between the walls. And He's going to assemble a glorious body. Even right now, I see the hand of God touching that which is lame and causing that which is lame to be healed. That which is out of joint to be put to joint. That which is out of place to be put in place. That which is misfit to be fitted in rightly, so that it can be held together. I see right across the nations of the world, wherever our churches are, Isaac churches, wherever the churches of God's people are, whosoever is responding to the sound of His voice, God is touching the body and healing the body. He's putting everything into joint. He's beginning to assemble and begin to bring all things together. I see the Spirit of God bringing reformation, bringing restoration, bringing reviving, bringing refreshing and healing into the body of Christ everywhere. Everywhere churches are going to begin to come together, there's going to be a holding together, being held together, being framed together, being fitted together, being held together as one. And that synergy is going to come about. We will not have many people who are just wishy-washy and whose minds are afraid, who are afraid of what is taking place. These are the ones that will count the cost. These are the ones who will say yes to His will. These are the ones who will volunteer freely. And God will gather these people in a very fresh new way. And that's going to happen in your church. That's going to take place in your church. Suddenly the people will begin to have a new heart. Their hearts are going to be connected to the fathers in the house. The hearts of the people are going to become stronger, become more equipped in such a way that the strength of God will come powerfully upon the new generation. You must get ready, because this rising of the people, they are going to be hungry. They're going to be passionate. They're going to they require new food. That's why you've got to get all the materials. You've got to get all the books. All that God is speaking, you must begin to sow it into them, because there's going to be a hungry generation. They're going to ask. They're going to demand for more. They're going to ask for more. That's why you have to become competent as leaders and pastors. Many of the pastors will begin to realize, I cannot feed them anymore. Let me bring them to a man of God. Let me bring all of them here. Let me bring them to Moa. Let me bring them to the right places. Because you find their hunger is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I want to let you know, beginning 2013, this place is going to be jam-packed just like this. For every conference, it's going to be jam-packed. Only standing room only. Why? Because there's going to be a hunger that is going to come. Because there's a famine everywhere. Famine everywhere for food. Famine everywhere for life. Famine everywhere for the things of God, for the things of the Spirit. They're going to come everywhere. Our churches are going to break open in such a powerful way. The hungry ones will begin to come in. The ones that are thirsty will begin to come in. The ones that are desirous of God is going to come in. They're going to come from everywhere. Even people are prepared to travel miles away, hours away, to just to come be in your place, because that's where the food is going to be provided. A new breed of people are going to rise in the midst of us. A new company of people are going to be hungry for God. And this company of people are here, coming from everywhere. I can hear their footsteps. They're running. They're running to the house of the Lord. I can hear the footsteps. I can hear them running to the house of the Lord. Come, let us go to the house of the Lord. There He will teach us of His ways. He will walk in our path. I was glad when they say unto me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. And these people are going to come with gladness. They will be ready. There will be no more struggle. Pastors, I'll tell you this tonight. There will be no more struggles with people. The struggle is no longer with people. The people are going to gather together and strengthen you. And our struggle is going to be against principalities, against powers in the high places. God will give us power to make our struggle no longer on the horizontal level. Pastors will not be struggling with members. Members will not be struggling with pastors, because they're going to gather together, be held together, become strengthened together, so that we can struggle against principalities and powers and pull down the forces of darkness. That's why there's going to be a synergy, a love that is so real, a commitment that is so true, a covenant that is so established, and God will dwell in the midst of you. For how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. The Lord will command His blessing. He'll command His life in their place. Churches are going to begin to think this way. They're going to feel this way, because a new sense of discipleship is going to come. No longer will we have disciples who run their own, who desire to put the membership inside the church, will suddenly click together. They will change. No longer will we have people who put themselves first, put Jesus last. But there will be those who come to the house of God to make Him first, to make Him last, to make him everything, to make Him both great and small. And that company of discipleship, every pastor will be so delighted. I prophesy to you, pastors will be refreshed. When they look at their people, they'll be refreshed. They realize that all their sacrifice is worth it while. Because you now they see the investment paid off. All the return of investment is going to become better and better. Because when you come to your church and look at the people, you become so thrilled. Because you see the good ones, you see the quality ones, you see the best ones, you see the strong ones. And your heart will be so refreshed, because you see that this is worth laying down your life for. Because you're going to see a whole new generation rise. And they're going to be a company of people that will say yes to His will. That's why the day is going to come where the people are going to volunteer freely, and they're going to be assembled in holy array like a womb of dawn. There's going to be a new generation waiting to be given birth, waiting to be launched, waiting to be birthed in the spirit world. And that's going to be the landscape of the church in this hour. There's going to be a new landscape. It's not going to be a rebellious people, those who are hardened and stoned. And those who are strong in rebellion know their days have come. The landscape is going to change. Those who are going to walk into my house are going to be those whose hearts are tender, whose hearts love the Lord. There's going to be such passion, such strength, that the disciples that are going to rise in this hour are going to be phenomenal. And I'm telling you, you're going to be so glad to call them brother. Jesus will not be ashamed to call them brother. Jesus won't be ashamed to call them sons and daughters. He won't be ashamed, because they are going to stand in that kind of place. That's why a new generation is rising. I'm telling you, you'll be so glad. People will rush to church because that's where they want to be. They don't want to be anywhere, not in the mall, not in the supermarket, not before the internet. They want to go get connected to people because there are some real people standing there. That's why a lot of flaky ones are going to be challenged, and they're going to be burned by the fire that is going to consume every green tree and every dry tree. In the house of God, a new generation will rise. And I'm telling you, this is the generation we've been waiting for. This is the generation we've been pursuing for. This is the generation God is waiting for. And God Himself will be found in the midst of them. For so many years we are praying that God will come. For so many years we want God to stay. So many times He comes, but He cannot stay. But this generation will keep the presence of God. This generation will woo the presence of God. This generation will not only desire, but they have capacity to bring Him down, and have the capacity to cause Him linger. And God will dwell in the midst of His people. No longer would He say that the move of God just came and left, but God will dwell and inhabit. He will not just come to bless, but He'll come to build. He will come to stay. He'll come to dwell. He'll come to live among us. No longer that we just in a place where we just draw His presence for a season, but God will linger. I can see this is what's going to happen. For the Lord's desire is to dwell in the midst of His people. But He is going to find the right people, and He's going to come down. When He has found the people, He said, yes, I'm coming down. He's not going to stay on the mountain. He's going to come down. That's why He's going to say to us, let's build the house together. Let's build the house well. Let's arise and build. Because when the house is built, He's going to come and fill. When the house is established, He's going to come and live. When the house is built, He's going to come and dwell in the midst of that. And you will be His people, and He will be your God. You will be His sons and His daughters, and He will be a father unto you. No longer will there be a fear in our hearts, because we will gather in the midst of His people and gather as one, as brothers and sisters, with no animosity and malice in between. But as our hearts become united together, the Lord will begin to dwell in the midst of us in an amazing way. I can see in the Spirit that every service is going to be the Lord whom you seek will suddenly appear in the temple. The Lord whom you desire will suddenly manifest in the house. Why? Because the people of God is becoming purer and purer, cleaner and cleaner. They've been cleansed. They've been healed. They've been delivered. They've been set free. And it is this that's going to attract the presence of God. Something unusual is happening even right now in the spirit world. That is something that's going to cause God to begin to rise from above. And He said, I'm coming down. I'm going to come down and manifest. You're going to see the Lord manifesting not only inside your church, but outside your church. People in the non-Christian world are going to have dreams. They're going to have revelation. They're going to have visions of who Jesus is. They're going to have understanding. Suddenly God will begin to manifest in revelation. Even those who are restricted by law will suddenly begin to see Jesus. Those who are in a temple will begin to see Jesus. People in the streets will begin to hear music. All kinds of supernatural things will happen, because the Lord has tabernacle among His people. The Lord is dwelling in the midst of His people. The Lord, when He takes His rightful place and begin to rest in the temple, then out from Zion will go forth the scepter. And you find that all the enemies will begin to bow, because we are attracting the presence of God. Sometime in the middle of the night, people have dreams. Non-Christians will have dreams that God is visiting you. Sometimes they look at the building, they see fire coming upon the building. Sometimes they're going to hear music when there is no service. There are all kinds of supernatural activity is going to be around your church. People in your neighborhood are going to begin to sense God's presence, because God is going to come down and walk on the ground. And the ground that we're going to dwell on is going to become holy. Not only holy within our boundary, it's going to become holy all around about. People are just going to become so afraid, because they sense, they say, God is in our town. God is in our city. God is in our factory. God is in our neighborhood. Something powerful is about to happen. I'm telling you that what is being built now is attracting the presence of God in an unusual way. There's an awesome presence that's going to come. There's going to be an awesome drawing, because the people change. Because the people have changed. The people have begun to click together and come together. And a transformed people will bring in the glory of God. And in that day it will be said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Because the word is in your mouth. The Spirit of God is upon you. That's why the whole quality of people in our churches will begin to change. For the first time you will say, I can trust everybody. For the first time you say, I can trust the church. I can trust the people. Because you look at them, you can see God's glory, God's hand, God's mind. And that transformation is going to be one of the most unusual things. A distinguished people is going to rise. A distinguished people is going to rise. A company of people, a rare breed, is going to rise. A radical opposition to corruption is going to rise. The seed of the righteous will become mighty, and they will manifest in the midst of us. I'm telling you, put your hands, welcome that generation. Put that hands and welcome that generation. Oh, 2013. This is it. God has found a people. God has found a people on planet Earth that will say yes to His will, yes to His plan, yes to His purpose. A people will volunteer freely. Heaven and Earth will begin to kiss together. Heaven will begin to come down and invade the place, because where His people will dwell, He will dwell. It's going to become the hotspot. You know, even people in places, high places, will begin to secretly come to you. Nicodemus will come in the middle of the night and ask for help. There'll be all kinds of Pharisees and Sadducees and men in high places, politicians and people who are rich and wealthy. They will come to secretly consult, because God's presence will be so real. They know that God is with you. They know they have to come to make peace with you. They know that they have to come to see you. They know they have to come to talk to you, because you are a carrier of God's presence. And that's what's going to happen. In the days of Jesus, the disciples came, but they did not that kind of quality. But this is going to be a new season as you cross over to take over. You're going to see in 2013 the church will embrace a whole new community. That it's going to be said that the church became born again. It's going to be a reinventing of the church. The church unusual is about to manifest in the midst of us. The church is going to be so unusual that it's going to attract God's presence. That's why the days of struggle is going to come to an end. That no longer there will be struggle on the horizontal plane, because God will begin to do this great work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is out of joint has been healed. What is out of joint is going to be healed. What is out of place is going to be replaced. What is out of position, God's going to put it together. And the body is going to be healed. I can see God healing the church in such a powerful way, bringing total restoration, so that the wholeness will come back to the house. And this is going to be, that's why when you look at the people in the house, you're going to be so excited, because it's going to be a new breed. You're going to be a new people. You're not struggling with them. They're not struggling with you. They're not struggling with God. They're not struggling with one another. They're in total peace. And God can put bone to bone, flesh to flesh. And you can look at that place and say, this is the house of God. This is the assembled body of Christ. This is the assembled company of people, and that's going to be the portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a year. 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 2013 will also be a special year, because the Bible said to us, when He got into the boat, His disciples followed Him, and behold, a great storm arose on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with waves, but Jesus Himself was asleep. And they came to Him and woke Him up and said, save us, Lord, we are perishing. And He said to them, why are you afraid, you men of little faith? Then He got up and rebuked the winds and the sea. It became perfectly calm. Verse 27, then the men were amazed and said, what kind of a man is this that even the winds and sea obey Him? And let you know, there is an important strategy to bring protection to everyone who connects with us. I believe the Spirit of God is saying it is important for us to bring them into the boat before the storm arrives. I believe there's going to be tremendous protection. There will be catastrophes, things that will begin to happen across the nations of the world. In 2013, 2014, 2015, there will be all kinds of strange things that will happen. But because of the people being in the right place at the right time and be covered in a church that is rising apostolically, there's going to be protection for them. The house of God is going to be seen as a place of great protection. The sinner will run in and hide. The non-Christians will run in and hide. Many of them will run into the house of God and begin to protect themselves, Because there's going to be storms, strange storms that are going to become. Demon-inspired storm, demon-inspired tsunamis, demon-inspired tornadoes, you know, tornadoes, demon-inspired rain and rainstorms and all kinds of things happening. But there will be protection. There will be all kinds of things that happen. The harm cannot come upon you because God will be the protector. He will be the shield. And I believe right across the nations of the world, you must begin to find ways and means to begin to strategize for people so that they can enter in and protect. Protect your finances, protect your family, protect your marriage, protect your health. Because the enemy will try to attack everything that belongs to you and to God. Because you are connected with Him, the enemy will try to attack you. But as long as you're with Him, as long as you stay, the attacks of the enemy... That's why this year, these 3 years ahead of us are unique years because the enemy will try to hit at the boat because they know the boat is going somewhere. Try to attack your business because your business is going somewhere. Try to attack your marriage because your marriage is going somewhere. But no harm shall come upon you. The waves can only hit the boat, but the boat is meant to sail. No harm can take place. I don't want you to be afraid of the catastrophes. I don't want you to be afraid of the challenges. But I believe the Spirit of God is saying that if Jesus is in the boat, nothing is going to be destroyed. If you are connected with Him in the boat, nothing is going to be destroyed. Because there's going to be protection. There's not going to be attack. If the enemy attacks your health, you're going to rise again. If the enemy attack your wealth, you're going to rise again. If the enemy attack your family, you're going to rise again. Attack your children, they're going to rise again. Because the enemy will never be able to hold back Jesus who is already in the boat. I see all kinds of strange things happening in the nations of the world. Yet at the same time, God will guard you. God will preserve you. God will protect you. Thousands may fall at the right. Thousands may fall at the left. The pestilence will cannot come near you. That's why it doesn't matter. People may lose their job, but you won't. People may have all kinds of fears and frustration and all kinds of nightmare, but it will not come near you because you are in the boat. It's important for you to get into the boat. The boat is where Jesus is. The boat is where your assignment is. I say it again in Jesus' name. The boat is where Jesus is. The boat is where your assignment is. You have no business to be standing at the coast because God wants you to be in the boat. But you can't say to Jesus and say, look, Lord, there are too many people out there. Somebody has to look after them. If Jesus said, get into the boat, get into the boat. Your protection is only going to be according to your assignment. Your protection is going to be according to obedience. Your protection is going to be because you have relationship with Him. As long as you don't struggle with Him and attack Him and say, Lord, we are perishing. Don't you care for us? As long as you know that He is faithful and true to you, that's going to be your protection. Don't fight the Holy Ghost that's inside. Don't fight Jesus who is inside. Don't fight the Word of God that's inside. That's where your protection will be. And when you start to obey the Lord, be in the boat. Be in the place where God wants you to be. You cannot give Him an excuse and say, well, I'm busy. I'm going to be out somewhere. No, be where He is because the storms are coming. Stay inside. Be where God wants you to be. Don't just go wherever you think you want to get trained or equipped or blessed or whatever. That's not our portion. Our portion is to be where God wants us to be, where our assignment is. Find out your assignment. If God wants you to get into the boat, go to the other side. Get into the boat, go to the other side. The storm is only for transition. The storm will pass away. The storm will pass away. The storm will have no power. Even though it's been attacked by the enemy, it does not matter. If God wants you to be in the boat, be in the boat. As long as He is in the boat, as long as you are in the boat, no harm can touch you. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. Every storm that is going to come our way is not going to hold us back because God wants you to stay inside the boat. Don't be afraid of the storm outside. Learn to connect with the one inside. Don't be afraid of the attacks outside. Learn to connect with the ones inside so that the strength will begin to rise from within the boat. And God is saying that you must learn to use your faith and learn to allow the Spirit of God to lay hold of your heart so that fear will no longer be a portion. The things will come, but fear must not come near you. Fear must stay far away from you. Faith must rise in your heart. Doesn't matter all the calamities that begin to come. Doesn't matter what the attacks, whether it's political calamities, economic conditions. It doesn't matter whether it's climatical conditions. It does not matter. It doesn't matter whether it's even violence in the city. Don't be afraid. In South Africa, violence will begin for a while, but it will collapse as fast as it rises. The Lord is speaking to you in South Africa that all kinds of things, the ones who are stirring up the violence will come to an end. God will scatter them even before this year is over. Before this year is over, something sovereign is going to happen in South Africa. The the violence in South Africa is going to come. Suddenly it will just happen and it will break. It will break. God will allow it to break out one more time in that, to bring the head of the enemy to the open and put it on the chopping board. And the enemy that you see now, you'll not see again. And there's going to be a rising of the Spirit of God, even in the nations of the world, that will not allow violence to continue. So that the heart of the righteous will not become intimidated. That the heart of those who desire good things, desire great things, will not become frustrated. That the heart of the righteous will not become oppressed by with all kinds of anxiety. But because you see the hand of God work swiftly, your heart will be glad. Your heart will be glad. Stay in the boat. Stay in your assignment. Stay connected to Him. Stop fighting and struggling with what God is doing inside your heart. Because if you stay connected to what God is doing in your heart, no matter what the storm it is, it must stop. The storms cannot be forever. I'm telling you, storms cannot be forever. You cannot be suffering medically forever. God's going to cut this off at some point of time. He's going to cut it off. The attacks of the enemy will have to fall off. Something is going to happen. The enemy cannot attack your health. He cannot attack your wife. Cannot attack your children. Cannot harass your family. At some point, it's going to be cut off. Some point, it's going to be cut off. When fear is cut off from your heart, the enemy will be cut off. From when faith begins to rise in your heart, the enemy will be cut off. When you connect well with the Lord, then all these things will be broken. Something sovereign is about to happen, I'm telling you. But don't be afraid of all the negative things that will happen this year, all the kind of things that will happen in the political arena, including Malaysia, including Indonesia, including the Philippines, the things that will happen in the regions round about across the nations of the world. Don't be afraid, because God wants you to be in the boat. This is going to be a foretaste of what will happen in the future. In the next 3 years, the world will realize, the world will learn. People around in our neighborhood will learn. If you stay in the house of God, there's going to be protection. If you stay in the house of God, there's going to be healing. If you stay in the house of God, the people, that's why many backsliders are going to run back to their house, because there's no place to hide. There's no place to run. They suddenly begin to realize, if we run anywhere and everywhere, we will be caught in the storm, in the crossfire. They're going to return by the busloads. They're going to return. People are going to come back. They say, we are sorry. We are sorry, Pastor. Many will return even back to the house of God, saying they are sorry. They are repentant. They realize now there's no protection outside the house. Many people will begin to leave institutional churches and come and run in, because they realize they have no boat. They have no boat to hide. They are in the open sea. The attacks are coming too strong upon them. Their family has been attacked. Their children have been attacked. Their hearts are going to begin to cry out to God. And God will show them a house. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. They are coming home. I said they are coming home. I see many that are sitting in the pigsty is going to come home. Many of them who are laboring out there in far country, far away from the house, are going to come home, because they realize there is no protection for them. Everything is going to be collapsing. Economics is going to be collapsing. Social situations are going to be collapsing. Every kind of social infrastructure is going to be collapsing. Suddenly you realize there's only one place to go. Get into the boat. Jesus got into the boat and the disciples followed him. Follow him into the boat. Get inside the boat. The house of God is the best place. People said, I've been hurt. I've been hurt. I want to leave church. Don't be hurt and leave the church, because you'll be hurt even further, because the hurt that is coming outside is more dangerous than the hurt that is inside. I'm offended. I'm going to go out. No, the offense that's going to happen outside is going to be worse. Compared to this, it's going to be like heaven and hell. Are you listening? God wants you to stay strong and stay true. No matter what happens here, He wants you to be laboring together, so that there is no way you leave the boat. There will be many temptations for you to leave the boat. There will be many offers for you to leave your church. There will be many situations that will be created by both men and the devil to get you out from your place. Strategically position yourself. I say strategically position yourself. Your place is in God's house. I will be a doorkeeper in God's house. Even if I have no other place, I will enter in and find my place inside at the entrance. As long as I'm on the other side of the door, as long as I'm inside of the door, I will stay there. And that's what's going to happen. People are going to return. And for the first time in life, for the first time in churchianity, in your churches across the nations of the world, people are going to realize there's safety in the house. Yes. It's safe to be home. Yes. People are going to realize the protection is here. There's no other The people are going to come in and they're going to be protected from oppression, from corruption, from attacks of the enemy. The moment they enter, suddenly they realize this is a place. This is a place of protection. This is a place where harm cannot cross. They'll realize that the blood covering protects you, so that when you enter in, the enemy cannot touch you. No weapon formed against you can prosper, because the moment you enter in, you're going to enter into a place of total protection and safety. Can you say amen to that? I say, do you get into the boat? Because in the next 3 years, there's going to be some kind of judgment that's going to take place in the lives of others, but for you, will be protected. Get into the boat. Preach righteousness. Pastors, I'm telling you, preach righteousness. From now on, every day, every hour, think righteousness. Preach righteousness. Just like Noah, he began to prophesy. I'm not talking about just being hard on rules. All right, when you preach righteousness, it's not self-righteousness. It's not just trying to squeeze people, to force them to become more and more godly. No, it's righteousness is clean. The Bible talks of the beauty of holiness. There's something beautiful about holiness. It's not rigid. It's not harsh. It's not cruel. It's not judgmental. It's not critical. Holiness is beautiful. Its purity is beautiful. And that's how you're going to portray. In the next 3 years, make sure righteousness is going to be our message. God wants us to preach faith. He wants us to preach righteousness. But kingdom seeking is always and His righteousness. And when you do that, you're going to see people come into the house, and they're going to be established in the house, and nobody is going to turn around and walk away, because they know this is the place of safety. Remember Noah? I said, remember Noah? As in the days of Noah, so it shall be. For three days and three nights, Jesus was in hell, in paradise, in Sheol. The Bible tells us that in the same way that Noah began to preach to protect the people, in the same way you and I are going to preach to bring the people into the place of protection. This is going to happen. But you know, Lot was not a man who is righteous, and he tried to protect his family. He could not protect his family, because the kind of righteousness he had was not a righteousness that came from God. He was wax in his soul, but he could not practice. He could not really stand up and make a stand in righteousness. God wants you not to be like Lot, but He wants you to be like Noah. Save your whole family. Get your whole family. There are some who are so self-righteous, but they cannot save their family. But God wants you to save your family. Bring your family in. Don't allow a bad kind of unrighteousness begin to rise inside your own heart, because that's the righteousness of the Pharisees. But God wants you to begin to speak and bring everybody back into the boat. Are you ready? Are you ready for the assignment? Go talk to your father, talk to your mother, talk to your brother, talk to your sister. It's time to return, bring them back into the house of God, and so that there's protection, because the next 3 years, God is going to bring judgment, and those who are going to be outside the boat are going to be judged. You must remember, the water carried the ark of God up and took them out. But all those who were outside the ark became judged. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm telling you, the protection is going to be amazing.
Yes.
In 2013, 2014, 2015, it's going to be an important time, because the church is going to become a place of security, protection. And we must get into the boat before the storm comes.
Yes.
Are you ready to get into the boat?
Yes.
Are you going to stay in the boat?
Yes.
Are you going to bring others to fill up the boats?
Yes.
It's not about church growth. I'm not talking about just increasing in number. I'm talking about real people coming back into the real place together with Jesus. Are you listening? And the Bible says this: what kind of a man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? I want to prophesy to you that Jesus will reveal himself to you in a very powerful way. Every one of us is going to have a fresh new revelation. A fresh revelation of Jesus. You're going to see, as you obey him, the revelation of Christ. You're suddenly going to see the Christ in you. Suddenly you're going to see the life of God in you. And when He is revealed, your life which is hidden in Him will also be revealed. And this is going to be a supernatural day, because many of you don't know Jesus as you should. Your eyes, the scales of your eyes are going to be opened. God's going to peel up one scale after another scale, like He peels the onion, and cause you to begin to see Christ in a way that you have never seen before. You begin to realize that Jesus is more than just a Savior. You begin to realize different dimensions of God is going to be revealed. It is this thing that is going to cause you. The reason for the storm is so that you might see Him as He really is. The reason for all the thing is to keep you in a confined environment that you can have a face-to-face encounter. Sometimes when you see Jesus healing the sick and he is causing things to happen outside, you see Jesus in demonstration. You see Jesus doing something. But this doing that Jesus is going to do is going to be between you and him. He is going to cause you to see things about him that you have never seen. It's not just what he can do, it's what he is. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and he who comes to God must know that God is. That's why these miracles that Jesus was doing outside, he was healing the sick, casting out devils, they saw all the things. He said, this is what Isaiah prophesied about him. So it's always about him, it's always about him, it's always about him. We know about him, but we don't know him. But you're going to get into the boat, you're going to know him. You're going to see him at close range. I'm telling you that many of you have lived in Christianity that's only far away. You only see him at a distance, you only hear about him, but you never know him. But the day is coming, you will know the Lord. There is a special grace coming upon you right now. Lift your hands. There's a special grace coming. God is calling you today to a place of closeness, a place of intimacy. You will know the Lord. Not just the God of your father, but you will know God as your own father. It's not just God the Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, but Jacob himself will know God. He will know him on a personal basis. You will be struggling with him, but your eyes will be open because you will see him as he truly is. In the name of Jesus, there is a drawing of God closer and closer to you. I'm telling you, this is your portion for 2013. A place of intimacy, a place of closeness, a place of knowing God that will settle your heart. God will settle things in your heart because you will know him so deeply, you will know him so strongly. You know that this kind of a man is the kind of man you want to follow. This kind of a man is the man you've always believed. This kind of a man is the man that you're going to follow after and become, because this man is the man you're following all your life. Something is going to happen inside your heart. The place of intimacy is going to be so real. You will know the Lord. Come, let us press on to know the Lord. He will show us his ways. He will show us his path. That's going to happen. I'm telling you, you're going to know God in a very close range, in a personal way, in a way that you have never seen before. Suddenly your eyes will be open, your ears will be open, your heart will be open, and your contact with Jesus will be so near, because you'll see him not doing things for others, but you see Jesus do that work in you. All of a sudden you begin to realize, what kind of a man is this? Your eyes will become open. Your ears will become open. A fresh new revelation is coming. God is going to reveal the Son to you. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal the Son to you. The Son is going to reveal himself to you in such a powerful way. You will know Jesus in a way that you have never known before. Your eyes will be open. Your ears will be open. Your spirit will be so in tune to the things above. And this is going to be our portion. The day is coming where you will know the Lord. You will hear his voice. You will begin to see his forms. Sometimes when we gather in the Sunday morning services, sometimes we gather in the house fellowship, the presence of God will suddenly begin to appear. Sometimes you're going to smell his presence. Sometimes you're going to see the hand of Jesus. Sometimes you're going to see clouds. Suddenly you're going to see. You watch 2013. There's going to be supernatural manifestation inside our churches. Supernatural manifestation. Not just manifestation, but you're going to have some obvious manifestation going to take place. People are going to see. I thought I felt somebody touch me. I thought I heard the wings of birds. I thought there was a bird flying. You know, the Holy Ghost is going to manifest. Angelic creations are going to manifest in such a powerful way that we have never seen before. All of a sudden, supernatural things will happen. Dreams will happen. Revelation will happen. People will see God's supernatural deliverance. He'll see supernatural protection. God will reveal himself to you in such a way that you have never touched before. I'm telling you, some days you wake up in the middle of the night, you think you're going to have a heart attack. You thought you're going to faint. You thought you're going to sense. But because the intense presence of God that suddenly hits your room, and all of a sudden you bow down and begin to worship him because you thought he was physical, and all of a sudden your eyes become open to the light that is shining by your bedside, because God is going to come into your room. He's going to come into your office. He's going to come into your life. A new beginning, my friend. I'm telling you, you will know God. You will know God. This is a year to know him. This is a year to find that revelation of God in an unusual way. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet the Maker? Are you ready to see Him face to face? The Bible says the pure in heart shall see God. God's going to do that work of cleansing and cause you to see Him. I'm telling you, I'm talking about seeing Him. I'm not talking about seeing Him just spiritually lost somewhere, but I'm talking about Him manifesting Himself. This is the year of the supernatural revelation of God. Some of you will wake up and suddenly begin to find the pages of your Bible just flipping open. It's just moving by the wind of the Spirit. And God will show you things and your eyes will be focused on what He wants you to say. Sometimes you will hear words. Sometimes you will sense things. Sometimes you feel His presence. Sometimes you see, suddenly you see light manifesting in a dark room. It's going to be the year for the supernatural manifestation of God. You will meet God, but you will not die. I said you will not die, but you will live to see the glory of God. This is a special year. This is a special year of strength. This is a special year of meeting Him. He will come to us in the night hour, in the daytime, in the morning time, at whatever time that He desires to come and meet us, but He will reveal. I'm telling you, some of you will physically see Him. Your eyes will suddenly be open to see the manifestation of God somewhere. Suddenly, you can sense the wind. You can feel the clouds. You can begin to see maybe birds, or you can see, as it were, water coming down. You can see a throne. Things are going to happen. This is going to be a year that even the non-Christians are going to come into the house of God because they have seen Him. They said, yes, we have seen Him. He walked with us in Emmaus Road. We saw Him at the place. That's going to happen. Suddenly, your old age mother is going to say, I saw Jesus. I saw Jesus. He came to me. Your old age father is going to come. Your relatives, those even hardened ones are going to say, I have seen him. I have seen him. Even those that are not part of our company suddenly will begin to come walk inside and begin to say, We have seen him walking on Emmaus Road. We have seen him. Don't doubt their testimony, because when they speak, then you will start to see. Then another one will start to see. Another one will start to see. That's why there's going to be a wave of the Holy Spirit. People are not going to be caught up by revelation. No, people are not going to be caught up by miracles. People are not going to go, they're going to be caught up by a person. The love for Jesus is going to be so real. People are going to be so caught up by Him. They're going to be caught up by His presence. They say, I've seen Him. I have seen Him. That will be the testimony. Not that I got healed, not that I got delivered, not that I was blessed financially, but I saw Him. I saw Him. That's going to be the testimony. I saw Him in the Word. I saw Him in the Spirit. I saw Him in a vision. I saw Him in a dream. When I was closing my eyes, I closed my eyes and I saw His face. I saw Him looking at us. That's going to be like Stephen. You're going to look up and you're going to see God looking down. Hallelujah. What a day. 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 I will see Him. I will live to see His glory. I will live to see His glory. I will live to see Him face to face. I will live to look straight into the glory of God and not die. Hallelujah. The veil is going to be removed. The veil is going to be removed. The veil is going to be removed over your life. God is going to remove the veil that's been holding your eyes and holding your mind for so long. Now see the Lord. Now see the Lord. Let your eyes be opened. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered your heart. But to us, now God has given to us this opportunity. I can see the veil being removed. Some of you are going to be taken into places that you have never entered in spiritually before. All of a sudden you're going to step into zone that you never touched before. Enter into spiritual dynamics you never touched before. Take the limits of God. Take the limits of God. I said take the limits of God. If you never healed the sick, heal the sick. If you never cast out devil, cast out devil. If you have never had a financial breakthrough, have financial breakthrough. If you have never got a soul saved, get a soul saved. If you have never built a church with great strength and fire, it is time for you to rise up and become what God wants you to be. Because this is your hour, this is your time, this is your season, this is the breakthrough God has for your life. This is an hour. Are you listening? The Bible says when He came to the other side of into the country, the Gadarenes, two men who were demon-possessed met Him. They were coming out of the tombs and they were so extremely violent. No one could pass by that way. They cried out and said, what business do we have with each other, Son of God? Have you come to torment us before our time? I'm telling you, are you ready for this?
Yes.
As I said to you, pastors, are you ready?
Yes.
Can I have the hands of all, every pastor put up as high as you can? Are you ready to take new territories?
Yes.
I said, are you ready to take new territory?
Yes.
Because God is about to give to you an enlargement of territory. He wants you to get to the other side. You're going to impact the whole territory. Churches that are going to be built accurately and built well, God is going to enlarge your territory in such a powerful way so that you have authority in the spirit world. You have authority in the economic world. You have the authority in the political arena. Demons will begin to recognize your authority. Even the political arena will begin to recognize your authority. People in the economic arena will recognize your authority. People in the social arena will recognize your authority. Because God wants you to get to the other side and take over. He wants you to pursue, overtake, and recover everything. Because God is going to send you in an assignment so that you regain territory, regain places, regain boundaries, things that are lost. We're going to take back music in Jesus' name. We're going to take back music in Jesus' name. We're going to take back marriage in Jesus' name. We're going to take back the schools in Jesus' name. We're going to take back the finances in Jesus' name. We're going to take back the political arena in Jesus' name. We're going to take back everything that is lost because God said to us in 2013, pursue, overtake, recover all. Take it back. Take back your mother. Take back your brother. Take back your sister. Take back all the works of the enemy. Put down the works of the enemy. Take back. Take back every person that is lost. Take back every person that is part of our family, part of our heart. Take back the business. Take back our restore our relationship. Take back everything. Pursue, overtake, recover all. This is God's desire because He wants you to regain the territory. In fact, there are many of you as leaders. He wants you to regain your dignity. He wants you to regain your confidence. He wants you to regain your position in society. Sometimes you become shaken. You've been attacked over the last many years. You've been attacked and you don't know where your footing is. God said, take back your place. Take back your authority. Take back your dignity. Take back your strength. Take back your place in society because you're not lost. God wants you to take back everything that is lost. Recover all. Overtake, recover all. He wants you to pursue the enemy. Overtake, recover everything. Because I sense in the spirit world that God wants you to raise up your church, raise up your people, raise up your business, raise up your family, raise up your son, raise up your daughter, raise up your people so that you can go and regain territory. Take back what is lost. Take back what He's giving you. He wants you to get into that domain and begin to exercise dominion. And begin to take back everything that is there. Exercise dominion. Subdue the enemy. Rule and reign in that place. And begin to plant the flag for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us are going to be on an assignment. Some of us back to our school. Some of us back to our vocation. Some of us back to our ministry. Some of us back to our city. Wherever we go, we are sent by God to go back, regain the territory. If this is a season and time. God is saying to us, are you ready to take back my territory? This is a territory God wants you to go in and regain and take it back. Take it back for Him. Take back everything that is lost from the church. Take it back. Win it back. Take it back. Win it back. Get back the finances. Get back the people. Get back the dignity. Get back the strength. Get back fresh doctrines back to the church. Get back fresh blueprints, fresh strategies so that everything that is lost will be returned. Mother, father, brother, sister, all shall be returned. Hallelujah. This is your season. Season to pursue, overtake, recover all. The time of restoration is here. To take back the territory, take back the land, to take back the nation. Nations are going to be taken back. Cities are going to be taken back. Territories are going to be taken back. What is lost will be regained. And when God causes you to regain, it's going to be more than what has ever been lost. Restore to the woman all that she lost and everything that could have been produced by her field. And that's what's going to happen. God's going to give you a season of restoration. Everything that is lost shall be returned back to you. Everything that has been lost shall be multiplied back to you. Because God is saying, I want you to go and take back new territory. God is ready to give new territories into your hand. Put your hands up right now. God is about to give you new authority. So that when you lift your hand in the spirit world, Israel will prevail. Put down Israel did not prevail, but when you put it up, it will prevail because God is going to give into your hands the territory and the dimensions of the Spirit. So that when you lift your hand and begin to pray, lift your heart and begin to declare it, things will begin to happen supernaturally. So I want you to get ready because something is about to happen because the year 2013 is about to begin for us now. Now is 2013, the year to cross over, to take over, the year to pursue, overtake, recover all. The year to exercise dominion in every domain. The year to raise a finishing generation. A year to know the Lord. A year to press in and to see all that God has planned. Come on, lift your voices and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Press in tonight. A new season is about to break open. A new season, a new day, a breaking of a new dawn, the rising of a new generation, the regaining of a new territory. Oh, Ralamaba Sakara Lalamaba. Nations will turn. Cities will turn. Nations will turn. Cities will turn. Your families will turn. Your businesses will turn. Your households will turn. Oh, Ralama Baba Baba Sakari Yandari Yandari Yandara Lalala Lama. Oh, Rialama Baba Baba Baba. Kura Lalama Baba Baba Shikiri Yandara Lalama. You know, what is amazing is this. It's found in Matthew chapter 9 verse 1. Don't turn to it. The Bible says, getting into the boat, Jesus crossed over the sea and came to his own city. You cross over, you come to what is your own. You cross over, you're going to come into your own. The Bible says this. Let me read this. Getting into the boat, Jesus crossed over the sea and came to his own city. You're going to enter into what is called your own. I'm telling you, you're going to possess, you're going to take over. If you don't have a house, may you have a house. If you don't have a car, may you have a car. If you don't have a job, may you have a job. Then you will have your own. You will have that which is of your own. Strength, life, health, blessing. Then you will enter into your own. That 2013, you will cross over and come into your own. Shout aloud and say, I will cross over. I will come into my own. Come on, give him praise and thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes. Come into my own blessing. Come into my own inheritance. Come into my own dimensions of the Spirit. Come in. Come into your own. Come into what God has planned for your life. Come into everything God has planned for your life. Come into your own. Come into your own. What God raised for you will become your portion, your inheritance. All that God has planned for you, you will enter into your own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time. Praise Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Come on, a shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. He gave orders to depart to the other side. He came to the other side. Getting into the boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own. This is the word of the Lord for us in 2013. This is God's word for us. Go to the other side. Yes. He came to the other side. Yes. He crossed over and came to his own. Yes. This is your portion.
Yes.
This will be your portion for the rest of this year. You'll be blessed. You'll be strong. You'll be well. You'll be prosperous. You have your own. Enter into your own. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to give him a shout of praise. A roar of praise. A roar of praise. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cross over. Cross over to the other side. Go over to the other side. Take over. Come into your own. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the new year?
Yes.
Greet one another and say, Blessed New Year. Come on. Hold somebody in your hands and say, Blessed New Year. Enter into your year of breakthrough, your year of celebration. This is countdown. 1, 2, 3, shout aloud. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. I'm going to count. I'm going to count. 3, 2, 1, and you shout, 1, Blessed New Year. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. We're in. Enter in. Enter in. This is countdown. This is a breaking forth of a new year. This is amazing because you have 13 months for 2013. You have 13 months for 2013. December, right up to December. You have 12 months there, 1 month here. Extra 1 month. 13 months for 2013. Hallelujah. Who told you 13 is an unlucky number? We are changing history. We're turning things around. Everything we touch is going to, every marshy ground is going to turn. Every unclean thing is going to turn. Every unfruitful thing will turn. We'll turn everything that seems to be unlucky into the place of real blessing. Every marshy ground, every dry ground, every rock, every sickness, every disease, everything we touch, we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around. Come on, give Him one more praise, one more time. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a God. What a people. What a year ahead of us. Hallelujah.